This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. U.S. employers added 114,000 jobs in September. The unemployment rate fell to 7.8%, the same place it was when President Obama took office. On both counts, the numbers surpassed economists' expectations. This close to the election, the spin on these jobs numbers is everything. So this hour, we've got perspectives from two sides of the political spectrum. We're going first to Alan Krueger. He's a Princeton economist and current chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. Welcome.
Thank you.
So these numbers are not bad. We can certainly grant you that. Can you tell me why?
You know, whenever the jobs report comes out, I try to take a step back. The numbers are volatile. It's important to kind of put them in the context of other data coming in. And I think we see a picture of an economy that is healing. We are digging our way out of the worst recession since the Great Depression. Now, over the last 31 months, we've added 5.2 million jobs, if you take account of preliminary upward adjustment. So we see a picture of an economy that is improving, and we need to continue to build on this progress.
What's the status of all of these folks we've been hearing have been giving up looking for work? What did they do in September?
Well, in September, we actually saw over 400,000 more people join the labor force. The labor force participation rate ticked up. And in fact, if you look over the last year, the unemployment rate has fallen by 1.2 percentage points. That's the biggest drop in the unemployment rate over a 12-month period since early 1995. And most of that improvement in the unemployment rate has been because more people found jobs.
Now, it's not all good news. We've been tracking a lot of bad news for manufacturing lately in the U.S. And again, here we see manufacturing employment down. What's happening there?
Well, manufacturing has been facing some headwinds over the last few months because of weakness outside the U.S. Our exports are being affected by the issues in Europe and also weakness in growth in Asia. So it's important that we do what we can to strengthen growth in the U.S. economy more generally. That's why the president has proposed extending middle-class tax cuts. That's why he's proposed helping more families refinance their mortgages and take advantage of historically low interest rates. But I think when one steps back and looks at the path of the economy, we're certainly on a much better path than we were on in 2008 when we were losing over 700,000 jobs a month at the end of the year when the president came into office. So I think that the numbers are pretty clear that the economy is continuing to improve. The pace is going to go up and down over months to come, but we need to build on this progress.
Chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors, Alan Krueger, thank you.
Thank you.
Continuing our look at today's jobs numbers, Glenn Hubbard is an economist and dean of the business school at Columbia University. He was chair of the Council of Economic Advisors for George W. Bush and currently advises the Romney campaign. Good to talk with you.
Thanks, likewise.
So we've heard it all through the year and again Wednesday night at the debate. The unemployment rate under Obama won't budge below 8%. So much for that talking point, I guess, right?
Well, I think the economy, at least looking at the job market, appears to be stuck in neutral. It's not getting worse. It's not getting better. The economic growth that's consistent with the current payroll numbers, somewhere between 1 and 2%. The unemployment rate did go below 8% due to a large increase in part-time workers, but 40% of the jobless have been jobless for more than 26 weeks. This is not a healthy economy, but it's also not one that's getting much worse.
To what extent do the central bank's actions in September have something to do with this?
I think that effect would be modest, if at all. It would be too fast, really, for that kind of effect. I think you're seeing a lot of volatility in the payroll numbers, but again, payroll numbers that are pretty much consistent with a neutral economy. The uncertainty that's in the economic environment and in public policy no doubt weighs on job creators.
I'm sure you figure some of your counterparts, maybe across the aisle, will not be playing this as a neutral outcome. What still worries you so much about the U.S. job market?
Well, we're not even really treading market. We'd need payroll employment growth of 150,000 jobs a month to be effectively treading water, and a vigorous recovery is more like 250,000 jobs a month. So it's very difficult to spin this as anything other than an economy in neutral. What worries me is I don't see an environment in current policy that would raise growth enough to raise employment substantially in the country. If we're content with having growth in the 1-2% range, this is exactly the kind of payroll employment report we'll get.
So you're advising the guy who's promising to kick us out of neutral. What can he do for us?
Well, what Governor Romney suggested was we need to address the structural reforms that are actually holding back growth in job creation. That's in the energy sector, in trade, in tax policy, in getting our fiscal house in order. Unless and until we do those things, we're not going to raise the rate of growth. The president really doesn't have an alternative plan that would raise growth. Rather, his argument is be patient.
Economist and Romney advisor Glenn Hubbard, thank you very much.
Sure.